What's up, guys? Welcome to the SML Show presented by OGO Power Sports and Yamaha Motors. Today I'm joined by my friend Malcolm Stewart, who is in California. It's kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
Here to do some testing?
Yeah, we've been testing and been testing. We've been searching a little bit. You know, I felt like from the time that Anaheim kind of came to where we are now, we just made some small gains, you know, make a few steps forward, a few steps back. But the tracks has been pretty, like, you know, pretty crazy this year. So finding that right setting has been kind of tough for me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm out here right now and with the team and stuff, and we're trying to find something, to finalize something and get ready before we go to Seattle. But it's another mud race going in. So it's like, I don't know how good the setting is going to be for this weekend, you know?
Yeah. Dude, how crazy of a year has it been, right? Like, we were talking the other day. I was like, I can't remember a year where there was so much rain on top of the races.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I can remember, I mean, I know there's been some crazy mud races and stuff like that.
Yeah, for but that's
few,
like
but
one.
But like, that's like one or two, you know. But as much as this is, I don't ever remember it being this crazy. At least in my whole career, I never had this many mud races. And I mean, honestly, a lot has to do with just because, we're in a lot of open stadiums this year too as well. Mm-hmm. So, which is, in its own way, it's good because there's new venues and stuff. But it's like, you know, Birmingham was cool, but it sucked because it rained, you know? And then, yeah. Like, obviously, like, there's a few more on the schedule that's, like, Philly. Like, that could be a cool one, but if it rains, it's like, ah, you know? So, mm-hmm. It's like, you never really know how good things really are. But, I mean, Dirtworks has been doing everything they can. As much as we try, you know, with rain, it's been kind of crappy for us.
Yeah. Which one has been the worst? Is it the worst when it's raining and it's splashy, or is it worst when it like stops raining and the track gets deep, like Daytona, for instance?
Daytona was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. Daytona was. I actually my hardest thing for like Daytona was like, it just, you know, for how, like I would say how I can even put it, like how soft the dirt was already, and mm-hmm. then just adding that to it, like made it, and then we all still had to jump stuff, like that was probably like by far the hardest thing for me. But San Francisco was, of course, like as far as just mud race, that was probably like the worst one ever.
Yeah.
Like that's the worst mud race I've ever been, at least top three in my whole career. Yeah, I haven't had one that was that bad. At least on a supercross track. I know Seattle was pretty bad in like 2018, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's going into this. San Francisco was probably the worst.
Okay, what do you do as a racer? Obviously, there's prep for mud, right? Like goggles, rag.
Yeah, I mean, but there's nothing that like you can go out here and say like, oh, we can flood the track. We can literally go to to the test track, flood the track, and be like, oh, we're ready for the mud race, and then go to the race and be like, yeah, this is nothing like what we just practiced. Like, I don't know how to even prepare for that. It's literally just a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's definitely a skill involved in it, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of luck that's involved with a mud race. Like, you just got to be, I mean, everything has to happen perfectly. Like, of course, you have to have a great start. And then not only do you have a great start, then you got to be smart about your motor, stay out of the puddles, not try to fly your clutch, like all these key factors of like trying to, you know, do that. And then you got to think about lap riders, guys that fall, because mm-hmm. I can tell you right now in a mud race, like it's especially when it gets down to, you know, close to the plywood, like you can't get out of the rut. Like there's just, you're just stuck. Like that's how it was in San Francisco. I mean, I don't know who I hit head on. No, actually, I think Freddie Norn. I rolled a triple. Well, they didn't make a triple. They took out the middle. So it was roll a double.
Yeah.
And it was so muddy that he couldn't make it up. So, you know, when a guy's like falling, they're just gassing. He's coming back down, and we went, boom. Like, I'm pretty sure it was him, but, like, I literally remember, like, front tire, we hit, and both fell. And it was like, well, that was that. So, but yeah, either way, you know, when you get in those mud races, it's just like one of those things. You're just like, oh well, just get to the next one.
Yeah, I forgot who it was. One of the riders says the best thing about a mud race, or the best thing you could do, is have a good attitude. Don't sit there like, oh man, it's muddy, it's gonna suck.
Yeah, I mean, when it's like, if it's like San Francisco, like I'm like, ah, like at this point, like, it's all like, it's just go out there and have fun. But when it's money and you got to jump, that's where you're like, like, it gets real sketchy. So
yeah, San Diego is pretty sketchy, right?
San Diego was, but then a track came around. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, I think a good, actually, believe it or not, like, we have another one that's like how Birmingham was. Like, it was a little muddy in practice, but then the actual main event, track came around great. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah. But, do you like the tracks when they're ruddy, soft, or do you like them hard pack and, like, consistent?
So, I guess you were saying, like, more, well, so San Diego was obviously, like, soft and hard base. Mm-hmm. Birmingham was also that way too, believe it or not, because I think we got a lot of that like Georgia clay kind of dirt, so that's already like super hard pack. It definitely that dirt wasn't from like Atlanta. It was like that more like K-Ro kind of MTF that type of dirt. So, it was kind of familiar, like kind of the same feeling. But if I was gonna say, I'd probably just rather have it like harder pack, like, you know, San Diego or Birmingham.
Yeah.
Cause I think like the hardest thing is like, you can't judge, like, at least I know if I'm in a rut and I know it has a hard base, like it's just deep, I'm gonna be okay with it. But when you pick a rut like Daytona and it's just buried, that is where I'm like, I get a little, cause you can just flip just like that. So I don't know, man. At the end of the day, I mean, all it takes is you move over just move over a second, and then you can be doing a front flip. Same thing that happened in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm like, oh, I'm doing a front flip. Like, I literally was like, oh, this rut looks good. No, it ain't. So, but yeah, I mean, we obviously hope and pray for no more rain, but going into this weekend, it's not looking so pretty, but it's okay because, you know, we all got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would say the story of your first few rounds was bad luck / wrong place, wrong time, right?
Yeah.
How do you keep your head up from that? I mean, like, every race when you had bad luck or something, or someone took you out, or a cartwheel bike got you, every time you kept your head up, you gave me an interview after the race and everything, but like, at what point is it like too much?
I mean, you also got to think about, for me, like, I missed all last year. So I'm just happy to be back at the race, to be able to line back up the race, like, you know, on the gate for the next weekend. So for me, I guess it was more of the, like, yeah, it does suck, but at least, like, I got to take some type of positivity out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we had a good heat race, practice went okay. Like, you know, yeah, we went down, but we came back and we fought back up to, you know, 9th or 10th or however, like, you know, 11th. Like, there's some type of positivity. So, like, I think as a rider, it's way too, like, if I would have had every single weekend the way it was like that, where I was just wrong place one time, crashing the first, like, I'll be bummed out by, like, round 10 for sure. But when it's, like, the first few rounds, like, you got to be positive. There's still a lot of racing left. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I got to look at it.
All right, Malk, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for more. Welcome back to the SML Show, presented by OGO Power Sports and Yamaha Motors. Malcolm, so what would you say at this point in the season has been the brightest spot for you?
Dallas, I had a pretty good heat race. I thought that was fun. Main event, you know, wrong place, wrong time, that we just said before. Went down, but rode really good. I think Dallas was a good one for me. Daytona, I had fun too. It was brutal, but it was like a survival race. So, I mean, all the races this year have been kind of definitely challenging, but not for me, just for everybody else as well. So, when you start throwing rain in there, rain factor and things like that, or it just, you know, definitely harder, but I'm just glad to be back at the race.
Yeah. You know, they say you make your own luck, right?
They say that, but I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. So definitely a lot of luck is involved, but yeah, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. You said you're happy to be back, right? Because compared to last year when you missed the whole season with a knee. Happy to be back, but are you happy with the way things are going?
No, of course not. I mean, yeah, like happy to be back at the race, but not happy to what the results I've been getting. Of course not. Like, I can't be sitting here saying like, oh, I'm stoked on my results, because I don't feel like I, you know, that's where I'm where I'm at. That's where not my talent's at. But at the same time, like, I also feel like I need to just, you know, be start up front, like start up with those guys, because like the field's deeper. You know, it's gotten a lot deeper since when I was racing in 2022. So for me, yeah, like it's definitely challenging. It's a little frustrating, but you know, don't lose sight of it. Keep the same mindset, and I feel like, you know, I will have that chance and that, you know, that be up there. So every weekend, you know, we shoot for that. You know, we're not going to back down and be stoked on eighth. You know, that team, we all work too hard to you know, go out there and get, you know, ninth and tenth. And I'm saying, not saying like, oh, well, you don't deserve that. But I feel that like I'm putting everything I can to be up front as somebody that, you know, is winning races. So keep the same mindset.
Yeah. Before the, well, remember the team intro, you were saying you're going to get to ride the bike the next day or something. So we have the production 2024 FC450 and then the Rockstar Edition bike, right, the factory edition bike. Which frame did you end up going with?
I stuck with the standard one, just because for me, realistically, like I already kind of was like already working with that stuff since like October. Yeah. So when we went to the, when we tried the new stuff, it didn't really like feel the same. So, and we only had a few weeks to kind of like get ready for A1. Mm-hmm. And then when we got out here, it started to rain. And it's like we kind of talked about, like, so I didn't really feel like it was going to be a really fair shake at it. And so we just kind of just stuck with what we had, you know, going forward. But again, that was just a decision, I think, that was like that we all made as a team. And we felt like it was the right decision. And to be quite fair, like, I don't feel like, you know, I do feel like both are very good. You know, both are very, very good, very positive. I just think for me at that time, you know, we needed to make a, you know, executive decision. We can't make that decision, you know, a few races, you know, a few weeks before.
Yeah. I think Christian told me, hey, that new frame is going to be awesome for the Nationals, but this is what we're good for Supercross. And so are you still on the original choice?
Yeah, I'm still on the original choice. Just like what Christian said, I think that new one would be great for outdoors. It just, you know, again, it was all about timing. And then when we came out here, it rained, and then it was like, okay, well, we can't really, it's hard to make that decision when you, you know, when you're at that small timeline.
Yeah. So what are you guys chasing right now then?
For me, it's just more like comfort, you know, just getting back more comfort. Like, again, the races have been so, like, you know, pretty gnarly. Like, you know, of course, like Indy was pretty crazy for everybody. Track broke down, really gnarly. Birmingham, it was wet. Then we didn't have whoops, so the track was still different. So it's like, it's definitely, you know, I would say we've been chasing a little bit of setting, like being more comfort and things like that, all around. Just typical stuff that, you know, any rider would do. So unfortunately, my teammate's out, you know, Christian Craig. So I don't really have a guy that's on my 450 that's like bouncing ideas. But in the background, you know, Josh Hansen has been that guy that's been helping out a lot. So that's why I'm out here this weekend. So we're coming up with these packages and try to help. And I think it's a big positivity to have him on board. It's just sometimes, like, again, as you said, as I said earlier, like at the races, it's just been so crazy. Like hasn't been like what it was in the past. So, but again, I think it's definitely, everybody's working really hard, and it's just one of those things that, you know, we just got to keep finding, and once we kind of find the right, everything's going to click, and all it takes is a good start, you know, and you know, find the right setting, and we'll be there.
So you're all alone in the semi right now, right?
It's quiet.
It's got to be lonely, because I remember when you were on Star and they like shoved you in the back by the tires.
I was in the back.
That was so crowded.
I was in the back by the four-wheeler whatever it was back there. So, I was like trying to explain. I was like, man, you don't understand how much little stuff like that you appreciate. Like, you know, like when you're up there and you got to share a bunk with somebody, like I can say I have my own bunk, like that, you know, it means a lot to me. It may not to other riders, but to me, it means a lot just from where I came from. So, you know, you just be thankful for what you got. But yeah, it is quite lonely. But I will say, like, you know, with the group that we have, like, the whole team is definitely super friendly. So we get other guys that, you know, from other teams and stuff will pop in and mm-hmm. kind of just talk and stuff. So at the end of the day, yeah, I definitely miss my teammates that far, you know, yeah. for sure.
Well, this week coming up, Seattle is West Coast. So RJ will be back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, me and RJ, you know, you see these guys during the week. So it's definitely the only one, you know, it's like, I feel like Plessinger, like, you know, we see him during the week and then he just, you know, because he's on a different team. He's yeah. got his own, you know, own program. And then it's like, oh, how was your weekend? Oh, my weekend with, you know. So it's like we don't even see each other. But, yeah, having RJ is definitely, you know, good because he's, you know, he'll be back this weekend.
Mm-hmm. How is it at Alden's place? Is it fun or is it just the whole time whoosh, whip crack?
Nah, I mean, dude, Alden's definitely, like, it's sick for me just because, like, I'm home, like, I get to see my family, and so yeah. it's, like, it's, for me, the whole, you know, being a rock star Husqvarna, it's, like, it's everything I wanted, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're back home in Florida, you get the train, like, you're not too far away from your family, like, you know, I'm an hour away from my parents' house, so it's not, none of it's a big deal for me. But yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, training with Alden's, it's work. And you know, it's but what every trainer is all work, you know, it's not, mm-hmm. it's not easy. I wouldn't say if it was that easy, you know, everybody could do it. So you got to have somebody to crack the whip. Now, if you're asking me, is Alden somebody I want to, like, you know, when it's in the off season, he'll call and I want to be hanging out with the club with? Nah, he ain't the person, he ain't the guy. but you know, as a respect, like, we respect each other very, you know, very well, and I enjoy hanging out with him for sure. Don't get mm-hmm. me wrong. So, but yeah, no, it's definitely work for sure. But you know, we have our, you know, we're there. It's not like, you know, when we're there, we're all quiet and stuff. Nah, we're there, like, having fun. We talk about all kinds of stuff. A lot of times we're talking about football or whatever. Now, you know, with the signing, everybody's signing, you know, new, going to different teams. So we're all definitely happy. It's all definitely big positive vibes there.
Yeah. Does he keep track of you really strictly when you're here? Like, does he know you went to Buffalo Wild Wings last night?
No, I didn't go to Buffalo Wild Wings. don't be doing that to me now, because you know he be looking. So nah, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, he definitely, you know, he keeps tabs, but I mean, that's his job, right? Like, he's supposed to. But he texts me and he'll ask me, like, you know how you feel, did you do your motos, you know, whatever. And but he's not gonna be like, you know, where are you going to eat tonight. Like, he'll wait till I get home and then do that.
Nice. Hey, we're going to take one more quick break. Back for one more segment with Malcolm. Welcome back to the SML Show, presented by OGO Power Sports and Yamaha Motors. So we're just talking about being home in Florida. What is the living situation now? Because I remember there's a time when you moved out and you had that little apartment, but where are you at?
I'm in Orlando, so I, like, you know, I'm probably about 40 minutes away from Alden's mm-hmm. facility, probably about, you know, 25 minutes from Claremont, yeah. you know, and I mean, to me, I like being in Orlando because when I was 18 years old, I moved to Orlando and I was hanging out by the mall, so, you know, I had a lot of cousins that went to the UCF and stuff like that, so it wasn't too far of a drive from there, so mm-hmm. it was just something I kind of just started building up and just spent 5 years there. So I told myself, you know, if I sign with the team, I'll go back and buy a house there, and that's, you know, what I did. So I mean, I love it. I like Orlando because it's, like, for me, I'm into, like, going to, like, the amusement parks and stuff like that. I still uh-huh. geek out with going there and, like, you know, going to SeaWorld, Universal, and you know, of course, going to Disney World. So, like, mm-hmm. I still, like, enjoy that. And plus, like, my brother's like, only lives, like, 15 minutes away from me. So, hanging out with the nephews and stuff like that.
Yeah, are you a big Uncle Malcolm? Like, you love...
Yeah, no, I do. I like, you know, see them as much as I can. So, of course, they don't come to the track and stuff. But, you know, they're always doing, like, you know, little stuff, that, like, little plays and stuff at school. When that time comes, I'm always, mm-hmm. you know, going there. So, I enjoy it. I'm definitely big, you know, try to be a big uncle and be the cool uncle. When they get a little older, they'll respect me even more. Right now, I'm like, they think I'm mean to them a little bit.
So
because they come to the house, man, they want me jumping on my couch, man. I'm like, come on, bro, don't put the shoes on.
Yeah.
Nah. You know, like, y'all can do that at grandma and grandpa's house, but you ain't gonna do that at my house. You know
what
I mean?
You didn't leave the plastic on your couches?
Nah, the little. Nah, I ain't shopping at no expensive place. I get my stuff at Rooms to Go, City Furniture. You know, IKEA. You know, I get that.
IKEA. You good at building that shit?
Nah, I ain't building. Nah. They gonna build it for me. Bring it here. Yeah, okay, you gotta pay a little bit extra for it. They'll come build.
So you bought a place then? Because I remember you were.
I was renting. I had a little apartment, you know, and then I just had an apartment. And I was there for, because I didn't expect myself to be there that long, and then went back to the compound, did my thing there, and then. I spent a lot of time out here in Corona, so there was no reason for me to really buy a place in Orlando. And then, you know, pretty much my whole life changed and kind of came back to home base. So bought a place in Orlando.
Yeah. All right. So what's the most challenging thing about home ownership?
Paying an HOA fee. Watching somebody else do something that they don't do. I don't know. That homeowner association, and that eats me alive.
And then when you're paying,
cause we got a little security guard dude that's there, and he don't do nothing. He just sits there and does nothing, just waiting for somebody to park in the wrong spot. Boy, quick to put that warning sticker on it. Do not see the eye to eye. And there's like, what's crazy is like by my place, they say you're not allowed to fish. So, but like right across the water, the pond, you can go fishing. Like, so which is a totally different HOA thing.
Yeah.
So I'll have like a little, I'll take the like little paddle board and go across the side and fish all the way around there. So that's all I do sometimes, but it's cool. But I mean, my neighbors are super cool because I have a little place in the cul-de-sac. So they're everybody's pretty chill. But yeah, you know, you get a couple board members down the street that be walking around.
Oh, man. So
I just, the only thing I think, like the HOA thing, I just, what I hate is like, I just like, I don't like that everybody's house has to kind of like, you only get this many like limited colors. Like that's the only thing the only like negative part about being in an HOA is just that little stuff like adds up. That's the only thing about being a homeowner, or the house owner, I guess.
Yeah. Well, what color do you want to paint your house?
A color that nobody else got. That's anything. I don't even care. It can be pink for all I care. Just as long as it's not something that everybody else has got. Like
little individuality.
Yeah, like just something. So I don't know. I'll paint my driveway bright red for all I care. Like it doesn't matter. Just as long as it doesn't look the same.
Yeah. So. How often do you go back to the parents' house, the ranch?
Do you try to go there? Yeah. If you do obviously in season, if we ride Monday, Tuesday, I'll try to go there Tuesday afternoon when I get done, you know, or if we do a bike ride or something on Wednesdays, I'll shoot over there if I'm in Claremont because I'm already halfway there. So that's the cool thing is my dad still drives. He comes to the Alden's and stuff. Mm-hmm. He'll come at least once a week and just come down. So it just doesn't really feel like I'm disconnected because I see my parents on the weekends too as well. So far as that, I'm not saying I don't have a reason to go there, but I'm always seeing somebody. If my nephews are there or whatever, I'll try to make a time to go over there and go see them.
Has Big James changed through the years? Like, is he mellower now with you than he was with James?
It depends, dude. Like, you know, we don't ride good. That he come back, boy. He comes firing up. So he's been pretty okay. He's been all right this year. Yeah, we haven't had the best results, but he's kind of the type of person where it's like, long as you're trying, then but if you go out there and he ain't trying, boy, he gonna light me up. Even if it's practice or not, it don't matter what it is. I'll get yelled at during the week if I ain't riding good. If I ain't trying. You know, but he's all right. I definitely feel like the you know, the nephews then soften them up a little bit. Definitely.
Dude, he cracks me up, man. He always has something funny to say.
Always. Boy, you can sit there and I mean, it's like, to me, like, you know, when somebody new comes around and he tells these stories, I'm just like, oh, here goes this story and this story and this story. And I'm just like, the same old story I've heard for years that, you know, it don't change. But, you know, one thing I always say, I feel like him, he like tells those fish stories. Like, it just gets
bigger and bigger.
Like, oh, we were dead this and that. I was like, come on, man, chill.
Well, hey, man, thanks for making time to come out.
Appreciate it.
On your short testing trip here.
Uh-huh.
Keep the mud out the hair this weekend at Seattle.
I see a little elbow juice over there. So you've been hitting the ground a little bit?
You know what?
Yeah, see. Go ahead. Stall it out. Try to stall it out. No. We live, bro.
I only fell because I was going to see you today.
Yeah, okay.
This morning when I fell, the first thing I thought was Malcolm's going to say something about my arm.
Yeah. Let's see. You run out of talent. That's all it is.
There's not much talent there.
Hey, you're the one that wants to, you know, go for the world record down at Skyline. You just need to let it go. Like, why can't you just be like everybody else? Just have fun, enjoy it. Like, just ride down, cool. Like, you know what I mean? If you want to go crazy up the hill. But you want to go crazy down the hill. Bike ain't ready for that. Yeah, totally.
Well, hey, this off season we're gonna go riding.
No, we ain't.
Yeah, we are.
No,
I'll bring extra energy.
We'll go up the hill, but I'll go my speed down the hill.
All right. Okay. Anyway, guys, thanks for checking out the SML show, and keep an eye on this guy for the rest of the year. And please subscribe to our channel, man. We want to get that YouTube plaque. So we'll see you next week.